It's funny, when you're out in the middle of Nowheresville, which is where I am right now, half cabin, half canvas structure, in a very, very communications-free zone of the Lake District. I literally had to drive 10 miles yesterday to get some 3G. I'm sure there would have been a couple of slithers on the way to actually civilization where I was able to turn on a wireless hotspot and download some emails to my laptop, or in fact take a look at my phone, which was picking up a slither of 3G. I bought a 3G antenna to stick on top of the shepherd's hut, on top of the corrugated iron, thinking no problem at all. And if I had a pocket full of sims, there may be one sim that could pick up something where I am now, but unfortunately, although 3 is prolific in the built-up areas around here, and in fact is 4G in some of the towns, nothing when you're up in the hills by the lakes. And so it's been a digital free zone. I'm recording this with the wind howling outside, the trees bending. The rain has just stopped pounding the roof and the sides. Just mopping up some of the puddles that have kind of ever so slightly forced themselves into the building. I've got a broom against this door here, which goes to quite a luxurious little space. A bathroom, which itself has a little wood-burning stove in, which is off at the moment, but if I want to run a bath, fire that up, wait for the room to heat up, and you can lie in hot water, which is, it sounds simple, but when you've just been walking for 5 minutes outside and every single square centimetre of your body feels damp and cold, to soak in a hot tub is quite a luxury. Cooking on the stove reminds me of my time as a shepherd or pastore in the Swiss Alps, and how I would have to cook on an open fire. This stove is in fact quite a luxurious object compared to what I used to have to cook on, flat rocks and bowls hanging off chains swung over the fire. This has your kind of fire area. It has the oven section with a couple of shelves in there, and then a large flat surface area where I boil the water for my coffee or tea. And although there is a gas backup, a very large bottle in a kind of an adjoining alcove to this building, it's much nicer to have the wood cooking and boiling and warming and thawing out everything. It feels like a little sanctuary. Right now the clouds are parting just enough for the sun to come streaming through. So we're heading out. Going to jump in the Land Rover and maybe drive into Keswick. I may even visit the Pencil Museum. Did you know the pencil was invented in Keswick? The writing implement which has travelled the world and gone to space, invented a mere 10 miles away from where I'm standing. So it's boots on, ventile jacket on, warm hat on, out into the wind, and then winding the country lanes, the beautiful country lanes snaking through the hills towards Keswick. And then there may be a lay-by I find and I pull over into where I upload this audio, or a couple of pictures to Instagram, and check if there's anything urgent in my email. But it's been absolutely bliss to not be looking at any screen for hours and hours and hours at a time. And my only reason to look at a screen might be to set an alarm, or just remember what day it is. Yeah, very nice. I highly recommend some digital downtime. No matter what the weather.